49ers get beat by the Seattle Seahawks 13-3 on Saturday. They now play the Eagles next Sunday in the wild card game at Philadelphia. And it was a hell of a performance by the Seattle Seahawks. That's where I'm going to start.
Well, so much so you're looking refreshed. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
New year, new Steiny?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
Why not?
Why not?
Well, are you feeling any different about the San Francisco 49ers than you did in 2025?
See, that's a really good question.
Because I know the game was 13-3, and it was, you know, low scoring, but I thought that was a really interesting game.
I did too.
And having a chance to be there from start to finish, seeing everything that went on and off the field, there's some stuff that went down in the locker room after the game, hearing what the 49ers had to say post-game. I mean, just all of it, I know that it was anticlimactic because the Niners obviously got kind of handled, but that was a game that had the build, and while it didn't finish the way, say, Pittsburgh-Baltimore did last night, I thought that was a really interesting game.
Yeah, and I thought that, everything seemed to catch up to the Niners in 1 week. I felt like, obviously, the injuries hurt them. Obviously, they've had trouble running the football this year. That came to bite them. They've had trouble stopping the run. That hurt them a little bit. They're missing Warner. They're missing Bosa. They're missing Pearsall. They're missing Trent Williams. And I'll tell you what, I was really impressed. See, Kyle Shanahan's offense has been clicking. I mean, it has been clicking, and they were just shut down. And I know it was only 13-3, but to me, that was a game that could have been 27-3.
Dude, they got nothing.
I know.
Nothing.
I know. But it was also the kind of game that the Niners have won this year. They got two field goal misses. They got a great hold at the goal line on the first series. You know, McCaffrey catches that ball the first 16 games, if you know what I mean. And,
The
ball was tipped. He couldn't come up with it, and the guy made a great play, and that pretty much ended the game. But I do think that, you know, you look at that game, 49ers beat him at the beginning of the year, and you just kind of see that right now Seattle's a better team.
They're the best team in football. Point blank. Like, Seattle is the best team in football. There's a reason they're the betting favorites by far to hoist the Lombardi Trophy this year, which, by the way, is going to be at Levi's Stadium. That game told you where the Niners are at in comparison to the best team in the league. And it sucks that it's Seattle because they're your rivals. And you got Sam Darnold at the helm, and you got a dominant defense, and you got a coach that took Shanahan's cookies. But, like, that's what happens when you play the best. And the Niners have beat them one time this year, but to me, watching that game, Steiny, it has been a long, long time since week one.
No doubt about it. You know, Christian McCaffrey has been brilliant this season, and it felt like Seattle, after 16 games, finally said, you know, we got to try to take this guy out of their offense and see what they have. And I don't know whether it was their game plan or they were the first team that was able to pull it off, but McCaffrey looked very ordinary. Here's the other thing that I really think was a huge factor, and that is the 49ers Saturday paid the price for not having receivers. You know, I don't want to make this show about Brandon Ayuk, but you go into that game without Ayuk, you go into that game without Pearsall, and you see how limited you are at wideout with just Juwan Jennings. And then they didn't have enough weapons. They couldn't generate enough plays on offense. And that's why the time of possession was 38-22. I always think it's interesting. Oh, McCaffrey, they couldn't get McCaffrey going. No, McCaffrey, only 10 touches. They didn't have the ball. They couldn't get the ball away from Seattle. So, you know, it was a game where 13-3, you get beat by 10. But, man, it just depends on how you look at it. You can either say the 49ers got manhandled, or you can say a couple plays here and there. And you wouldn't be wrong either way, Evan, but I'm leaning toward the former.
Well, I think what happened in this game is what happened in week one, just in reverse. Like, the Niners, they lost the war of attrition. They were outclassed. They got out-muscled. They got out-physicaled. You could say they got out-schemed. They just got flat out outplayed by a team that was wholly healthy. And maybe the difference is between week one and week 18, you had Bosa in week one. You had Warner in week one. You had Trent Williams in week one. You had Ricky Pearsall in week one. Remember, Pearsall had that big 40-yard play down the sideline in that final drive. Like, they had their dudes in week one and were able to go into Seattle and win a football game, yes, that was 17-13. But if you look at how many yards they gained, how much they stayed on the field, the Niners owned Seattle in Seattle in week one, in my opinion. This was a game where Seattle just owned them. They could not get off the field, the Niners. They couldn't get them off the field. And on offense, they couldn't stay on the field. They could not run the ball. Brock Purdy had no time. And it just feels like the Niners, all the things that a lot of people have been saying about this team that have been wrong for the last 6 weeks as the Niners have looked like an amped-up unit with Brock Purdy at the helm, the chickens kind of came home to roost.
Yeah, I almost feel like there is no I told you so, because if for all the people that were that were saying, like me, the schedule I thought was very favorable to them. I thought they got breaks. Well, then you were right. You know, or you were right. You were right on Saturday. There's no doubt about it. The 49ers, if you look at their schedule, they finished 12-5. Who were their losses to? Rams, playoffs. Seattle, playoffs. Jacksonville, playoffs. Houston, playoffs. And then Tampa Bay almost went. They didn't. It's Carolina. The Niners beat the Carolina Panthers. But had Tampa Bay gone, like, you would have seen that they struggled against really good teams this year when they played them. That doesn't mean they didn't beat a couple good teams. But I thought there was a talent gap. And I rarely, to me, it's hard in the pros to see like a gap in talent. You know what I mean? When you're watching an NFL game, one team might be better. They look like they're executing better. But I just felt like Seattle was just a step ahead. They made tackles right after catches. Meanwhile, they're running the ball as much as they want. And anytime they needed a play through the air, they got it. It was a real comprehensive win for Seattle. It just was.
No, and I think defensively, look, they were buttoned up. You know, Brock Purdy didn't do much in the football game. Christian McCaffrey didn't do much in the outside of really one drive. Like, they had one drive that they put together where they looked like the Niners of the last 6 weeks. And I remember thinking with, you know, there's 14 minutes left to go in the ball game. You're only down 10. You still have a shot at this. And I'm thinking, where's the offense that scored 36 points a game the last 6 weeks? That offense showed up on one drive, and unfortunately your offensive player of the year coughed up the football. Like, that's the thing that hurt about that game, Steiny, is watching Seattle left them every opportunity to kick the door in.
Yep.
I mean, they missed two field goals. Jason Myers, by the way, he had a horrible game.
Yes,
he missed
did.
Two field goals. He also kicked the ball out of bounds right before the half, which was the only drive that the Niners got points on. Like, they left the door open for the Niners. And while they should have potentially beat them 27-20-3, I don't know, they also gave the Niners a chance. And I feel like the Niners, in most games this season, one of the reasons why they're taking care of business and are a 12-win football team is because when other teams have made mistakes, they've capitalized on them. But they did not capitalize on Saturday night at Levi's Stadium, and that's why they're not the one seed.
You know, you brought it up. They gave Seattle a lot of chances. And that's why, to me, even though it was 13-3, it was more impressive than that, because Seattle did about 3 to 5 things in that game that during the course of the regular season would have given the Niners the momentum in the game. You know, the 49ers stop them at the goal line on the first series, and they come away with zero. And that's the kind of game that the 49ers have played this year. They've gotten a lot of big stops like that early in games, late in games. But they never could seize on the opportunity because Seattle was just better in every phase of the game. I want to say after they had the stop, they might have gone 3 and out on their first possession. If not, they didn't move the ball. Then they had a punt and gave the ball right back to Seattle in good field position. But They had chances to take the momentum of the game, and Seattle just never allowed it. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get into the game. There's so much to talk about. So much happened in that game. And the 49ers just, they got beat. I don't think they lost that game. I think they got beat by a better team. And now they got to go to Philly, take their chances, and see what happens.